This article is entitled Equipping for Ministry, Understanding the Seminary Internship Year. It's written for us by Michael Cooper White, who is President Emeritus of Gettysburg, which is now United Seminary. Beginning in the 1960s, Lutherans adopted a unique way of equipping people for ministry, as Christian leadership formation is described in Ephesians 4. A year serving a congregation as an intern, also known as a vicar, soon became a requirement for all pastoral candidates. This affords seminarians the opportunity for real-life ministerial experience alongside a veteran minister with coaching by mature lay leaders as well. In the traditional sequence, internship comes after 2 years in seminary and is followed by the senior year in academic studies. An increasing number of vicars complete the requirement after finishing their academic studies, and this means one less household move, which is significant because most internships are distant from a seminary. Though vicars carry out many of the same duties as those already ordained, they aren't mini pastors. Except in unusual circumstances, such as a bishop granting temporary authorization, interns don't preside at sacraments or conduct pastoral acts such as marriages, but a pastoral intern is encouraged to experience the full range of parish life, preaching and leading worship, teaching classes, visiting the sick and homebound, and gaining experience in parish leadership. Now that the ELCA has ordained deacons, this cadre of leaders must also complete an internship, which typically combines congregational work with ministry in a social service setting. Years after ordination, many pastors point to their internship as pivotal in their ministerial formation. Ordained in 2014, Lauren Muratori is pastor of Augustana Lutheran Church in Washington, D.C. Describing her internship at First Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the most formative years of seminary, Muratori said the experience taught her how to communicate theology and learn how it matters in people's lives and the world. Pastors are often called to serve parishes and communities and very different from those in which they grew up. Internship helped prepare seminarians for that reality. Muratori, who was raised in Baltimore and studied at United Lutheran Seminary in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, said she held perceptions about the Midwest that were soon shattered after arriving in Lincoln, and it taught me not to prejudge, but to be open to hearing everyone's story. Kurt Singen Hale, a senior at Wartburg Theological Seminary in Dubuque, Iowa, recently concluded his internship at Bethesda Lutheran Church in New Haven, Connecticut, a congregation that also provides Lutheran campus ministry at Yale University. He said his internship enabled him to test the waters in each area of ministry. His supervisor and Bethesda's members helped him discover how to maintain a good work-life balance and how to manage always changing demands faced by a pastor. Few experiences embody the ELCA's organizational principle of interdependence among congregations, synods, and churchwide organization and outside institutions better than internship. Seminaries are responsible for selecting parishes to serve as teaching sites and for assigning vicars to them. They keep watch over how an internship unfolds, receiving reports from the intern, the pastor, and a lay coaching committee. A synod candidacy committee also weighs in on the placement and reviews of the experience afterwards, with all parties, churchwide standards, guiding the process. Stacy Nalian Carlson, Director of Contextual Education at Wartburg, said the seminary is grateful for all the partner organizations, congregations, and synods that support its students. "As I tell every internship team I meet with, we can't do this work alone without you," she said. Shell Huth, who is director for field formation at United Lutheran Seminary, agreed. "Internship continues to be vital to the on-the-ground formation of future leaders." seminaries and synods recognize that some of the most promising sites are unable to afford an intern. Though modest, the monthly stipend of $1,800, increasing next year to $2,000, plus housing costs, is beyond the reach of many congregations, Huth said. United is exploring ways for some parishes to receive some subsidies to host an intern. While internship is intended to benefit primarily the student, many congregations are impacted by the vicars, and some very deeply. For example, bishops have long pointed to congregations that were reluctant to call a female pastor, but did so enthusiastically after hosting a woman intern. Throughout the pandemic, many tech-savvy interns have helped the congregations develop online worship and other virtual outreach efforts. Heather Batchelder, now pastor of Wittenberg Lutheran in Granite Quarry, North Carolina, interned at Lutheran Church of the Epiphany in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where she helped the congregation expand its physical accessibility. Batchelder was amazed at the congregation's receptivity to her efforts. "They trusted me with their griefs and their joys," she said. "It was a huge thing to open their homes, their hearts, and their stories for me." Currently interning in a Three Point, Nebraska parish, Damisha McFarland Pollock describes herself as a Black woman serving in a small town and rural setting. She's confident that her presence will further enhance small town churches being open to call church leaders of all races and genders. A native of West Virginia and a Wartburg seminarian, McFarland Pollock said she is working on creating intergenerational experiences that will help congregations expand their understanding of diversity and inclusivity. "Many worry about the future, yet congregations that have interns are likely to agree that the church of tomorrow will be blessed with good leaders."